There is a whole lot of beauty and hope in today's package. Sarah Miliana details the U.S. government's investment in Canadian mines near Indigenous lands. Canadians are skeptical of being used, given President Donald Trump's past rhetoric about making Canada the 51st state. But the story also details a fruitful working relationship spanning decades that the two countries could get back to. In Altadena, California, Jackie Valley captures families waiting to rebuild after the Eaton Fire in January obliterated more than 9,400 structures. Their road to recovery has been bumpy, yet they soldier on. Patrick Johnson beautifully captures life in Little Switzerland, North Carolina, where Hurricane Helene caused major damage to the Blue Ridge Parkway, a picturesque drive through the nation's most visited national park. Scenic mountain views, abundant wildlife, and history keep people coming even as work continues to reopen closed areas. And photographer Melanie Stetson Freeman captures the joy of puppet theater in Los Angeles. It's Thursday, October 16th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Ira Porter. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. Aid trucks rolled into Gaza as Israel prepared to open the main Rafah crossing on Wednesday. The advances came after a dispute threatened to derail the fragile ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Israel had warned it would keep Rafah shut and reduce aid supplies because Hamas was returning the bodies of dead hostages too slowly. Hamas returned 4 bodies on Monday and another 4 late on Tuesday, though Israeli authorities said one of the bodies was not that of a hostage. All U.S. colleges and universities can reportedly now receive extra federal funding if they agree to a list of 10 terms. Those include banning the consideration of sex, race, ethnicity, political views, sexual orientation, and religious association for financial aid decisions, as well as capping foreign admissions at 15% of the student population. The White House initially sent the compact to 9 highly selective schools on October 1st. Critics say the condition stripped schools of their independence, and MIT was the first to reject the offer. Also, Pakistan and Afghanistan agreed to a temporary ceasefire on Wednesday, Islamabad said, after an airstrike and ground fighting sent tensions between the two South Asian neighbors soaring. Wednesday's fighting along the contested frontier shattered a fragile peace after dozens were killed in weekend clashes, the worst between the two Islamic countries since the Taliban seized power in Kabul in 2021. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments on a case asking whether using race as a factor in congressional maps violates the Constitution. If the justices decide it is, the decision could open the door for Republican politicians to redraw maps to eliminate a number of Black and Hispanic districts. Cameron Joseph reports for The Monitor. In the West's race to secure critical minerals, the pact being tested between the United States and Canada over tungsten mining in Yukon might prove influential in mending the pair's rocky relationship. Sarah Miliana reports from Mayo, Yukon for The Monitor. 9 months after the Eaton Fire, an Altadena family navigates the red tape that is hampering recovery for those who lost it all in the blaze. How much of their daughter's childhood will be spent in limbo? The third in our series from Olive Avenue, showing the long road after a natural disaster. To read parts 1 and 2, visit csmonitor.com/daily. Jackie Valley and Melanie Stetson Freeman report from Altadena, California for The Monitor. The Blue Ridge Parkway, which runs through America's most visited national park, is slowly recovering after mudslides from Hurricane Helene closed it last year. locals have now joined in the hazardous work of reconnecting their Appalachian communities. Patrick Johnson reports from Little Switzerland, North Carolina, for The Monitor. It can be hard to dazzle tech-savvy children growing up in the age of animation. A puppet theater founded in 1963 pulls the right strings so that adults marvel at the magic too. Melanie Stetson Freeman and Jackie Valley report from Los Angeles for The Monitor. To view this photo essay in full, visit csmonitor.com/daily. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on infinite prizes for ideas on progress. Every few years, the Nobel Memorial Prize in Economic Sciences goes to thinkers who offer fresh insights on the sources of economic progress. A good example is this year's award, or rather awards, announced on Monday. They were given to three people. Two with a theory about progress, creative destruction, and another who points to a culture of growth. Given this long record of Nobels, there appears no end to the idea that ideas on progress have no end. One of this year's winners, economic historian Joe McKeer, even states that growth depends heavily on an infinite source. What people believe, or specifically, a societal perspective that not only expects more ideas to be discovered, but also makes them practical. This facilitates a continuous flow of innovation, such as clean energy or regenerative agriculture, that can provide sustainable growth. Dr. Mulcair's work on the origins of Britain's Industrial Revolution showed how a change of view in a country can unlock curiosity and creativity. By itself, material innovation is not the key, but rather the surrounding culture, such as a tolerance for failure in research, rule of law to protect patents, or an appreciation for the scientific method. And progress is not always linear. Leonardo da Vinci, for example, designed an early version of a helicopter in the 15th century. Today, many experts claim artificial intelligence is more dangerous than it is transformative. Yet, a society that sees progress as natural will spur new inventions, including ones that fix problems caused by past inventions. Openness is a driver of growth, one of this year's Nobel winners, Philippe Aguillon, told reporters this week. Anything that gets in the way of openness is an obstruction to growth. Ingenuity is a bottomless trait, and yet its role in economic growth requires the right set of conditions: freedom, collaboration, equality, and a receptivity to challenging ideas. Future economists might posit different causes of growth. The field has had to broaden its scope to many areas, from religion to quantum mechanics. One constant, however, is the boundless attempts to measure the immeasurable flow of inspiration that, despite fits and starts, uplifts humanity. We consistently fail to grasp how many ideas remain to be discovered, states former Nobel winner in economics Paul Romer. There might be no end to prizes for new theories of progress. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how there's joy to be found in atoning for the wrong we've done. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/CS Perspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Tim Malone and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.